This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, since the Great Depression, federal law has required employers to keep track of when workers who are eligible for overtime come and go. That requirement was a golden ticket for Latham Time Corporation, based in Atlanta. The family business just celebrated 100 years of selling time clocks. But as Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta, the time clock's time may soon be over.
When you think of punching into work, you might picture the Latham 2100 series, a gray metal box with an analog clock on the front that's been the company's bread and butter for 70 years.
It uses mechanical wheel technology to actually imprint and stamp the time.
Lance Whipple is in charge of sales and marketing.
You can find up to 5 Latham time clocks in over 2,000 retail stores throughout North America. So we're real proud of that.
But if you want a mechanical time clock for your office, buy one quick. CEO Bill Latham says its time has run out.
2 years ago, we made a very difficult decision that we were going to get out of time recording, manufacturing of time recording completely.
Latham trimmed 40 jobs, and today, only a portion of its revenue comes from actually selling time clocks. Much comes from monthly cloud subscriptions that track and tabulate employee work hours. And while the mechanical clock market isn't a crowded field, cloud-based time and attendance is. Companies that survive will be those that can take logging hours to the next level, says Novo Mana. He's with the International Association for Human Resource Information Management.
The ones that will distinguish themselves is the ones that's giving the customer really strong analytic metrics and even predictive analytics.
So not just when an employee clocks in, but also what tasks they're doing and if they're likely to, say, request off next Friday. Latham says the next step is to have smartphones do all that work.
And it has an optical finger sensor.
For now, employees still have to interact with a time clock.
Employees simply put their finger on the sensor.
Clock out.
And it'll clock them in or out automatically.
But maybe we need to coin a new phrase. Fingerprinting in for the day just doesn't have the same ring. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.